If you're in business for any length of time, you have definitely heard about social media ads. So Facebook, Google, Instagram, TikTok, and all of that. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? What are the alternatives? We will discuss all of this and more in today's podcast episode. Hello and welcome to Marketing Your Wellness Business Podcast, where we talk about everything marketing, lead generation, copywriting, sales, and website development for your health and wellness business. Today, we'll be talking about advertisements, but more specifically, running social media advertisements. Now, most of the things we are going to be talking about in today's episode are my thoughts and my perspectives on social media advertisements. You need to consider your own unique situation, your own unique type of business before applying the advice. So, for some people, it might work out great. For some other people, you might need to modify the advice to fit your own unique situation. But the point is, don't just take what I say as gospel. Also, don't take what anybody says as gospel. You need to figure out how, whether or not it makes sense for your own business, whether you need to tweak things a little bit. So that being said, let's get into today's podcast episode. We are going to discuss three major things. Firstly, we'll discuss what you need to consider before running ads. Secondly, we'll discuss about my problem or the problem I have with social media ads. And then lastly, we'll discuss alternative forms of advertisement. So if you don't want to use social media ads, what can you use? How else can you grow your list? How can you generate leads? Things like that. So those are the three things we'll be talking about. Now, what do you need to consider before running ads? Just as some sort of disclaimer, I can't say whether or not you should run ads or whether or not you should run social media ads, but I think there are some factors you need to consider. And the first of them is, are you just starting out or are you scaling? So if you are scaling, then social media ads might be a good idea for you, because at that point, you are just multiplying results. You are not starting from scratch. You already have a solid customer base, a proven offer, proven messaging. You have all your assets in place. So you are just scaling from there. So it might make sense for you if you are trying to multiply an existing business. So on the other hand, if you are just starting out, it might not be the best thing for you because you don't have your messaging figured out. You might not even know exactly who your market is. You don't know exactly the type of customers you want yet. So running social media ads is like, okay, how do you say or how do you position your business? You don't know. Because you've not made so much sales yet. You don't know the type of customers you like to work with. You don't know whether your offer is even proven. So if you're in these beginning stages of starting, then social media ads might not be the best for you. A good example of this would be a story Ben Settle once told about a client he had. This client was in the self-defense niche. So he created products that has video trainings, tape recordings, things like that, teaching you how to defend yourself. And he once had an analysis of his customer list. So all the people that have bought from him over the years, he had an analysis of that list. And he found out that the people that are buying from him are not people who are interested in martial arts or specific techniques, maybe judo or taekwondo or any of that. He found out that the people that buy from him are professionals, are classy people who just want to be able to protect themselves. So you have the businessmen, you have the policemen, you have the career people who want to protect themselves and their families. Those were the people that were buying from him. So for him, it would not make sense to advertise in a fitness or a self-defense magazine because his audience is not reading that, right? So you would not have this kind of insight unless you have sold enough of your product or service. That's why if you are just starting out, I don't recommend running social media ads, especially since you have to pay money and you don't want to waste, your money. So until you have a proven offer and a proven messaging, it might be best to use other means of advertising, like I will talk about in this podcast. Now, the second thing you need to consider is what kind of business you are building. So I said the first thing you need to consider is, are you just starting out or are you scaling? The second thing is, what kind of business are you building? So kind of customers you want, and the kind of business you are trying to build will determine whether or not ads make sense for your own unique situation. So if you're a business that requires a lot of customers, that means you need the numbers in order to make payroll or cover your overhead cost and all of that, then running ads might make sense for you. So if the quantity is very, very important. You need to hit 250 customers this month or else there's trouble. Then running ads might make sense for you. But on the other hand of things, if you need a smaller number of high-paying customers or clients, then ads might not be the best case for you. So let's say you sell a supplement and your price is usually below $100, so $50, $30, and there's not a lot of margin there. Let's say like 40%, 50% of that is already cost. Then it makes sense to run ads because you need that number. You might need to sell 500 every month in order to hit your own goals. But on the other hand, if you sell some sort of coaching or information offer that you are selling for 500 or 1,000 or $5,000, then you don't need so many people. And now it might be more helpful or it might be wiser to focus on the quality of the leads you are getting in, not just the number. Since now you are looking at a very high, not very, but a higher cost associated with what you offer, and you need people who can afford that, and also people who see paying such amounts of money as an investment into their business, as an investment into their health in this case, so, and not just as money that is wasted or spent. So that is the second thing you need to consider. What type of business are you building? The third thing you need to consider is how patient are you? So usually when running ads, people tend to think in a very short-term perspective. They want to make the money back now. And yes, you can make money back now. You can run ads today, get those people to buy stuff from you from day one. But more often than not, the people who buy from you immediately are only maybe 5 or 10% of your total market that can possibly buy from you. And what is very helpful is if you have a long-term perspective where you can sell to them or you can run ads today and you can wait a couple months, 3 months, 6 months, or if your economics are really bad, a year in order to make the money back. Now, if you can do that, then ads might make sense for you because you have the patience to wait until those people eventually become paying customers and you keep your money from the ad cost back. But most people are not patient enough to run ads, see their money going into the ads, but don't see the result just yet because it takes a while for it to get balanced. It takes a while for you to make the money back, depending on how your business is structured. But yes, I understand that you can have some front-end offer, you can have some upsells and all of that. But even with that, you usually only have like 10, 5, 15% of your total leads that buy initially. Most people need to get comfortable with you. They need to know you a little bit more for them to be willing to buy. And that's where patience comes in. So if your patience is not so high, if your risk tolerance is not so high, then you might need to figure out better methods in order to get leads for your own business. So now that's the first thing we just discussed, what you need to consider before running ads. So now the second thing I want to talk about is my own problem, why I don't particularly like running ads. Now I know it does make sense depending on your situation, but I just have some reservations with it. The first reservation is the stupid policies that all of these social media platforms put up. So usually when you're running ads on any platform, I'm more familiar with Instagram and Facebook, you kind of have a set of rules that you need to abide by. And it doesn't make a lot of sense. Provided that you are following the law of your country, I don't think any platform should tell you what or what you cannot say in an advertisement. So if your country says they don't want you selling a type of product or they don't want you making a certain type of claim in your advertisement and all, that's all fine and good. But for a platform to monitor what you are doing and try to water down your advertisement, I don't think it's really helpful. And more often than not, these people cancel ads, block accounts for no apparent reason. Even when you are following all their rules, or at least when you think you're following their rules, you still get your account banned or your ad canceled and things like that. And I just don't like the whole situation around that. That's one of the problems I have with social media ads. But much more than that, even your regular accounts, I know the same thing happened. You can have your account banned just because a staff at whatever social media organization doesn't like the content you posted. and then they can ban you and you have no way to get your account back. And if your business is tied around that, then you're going to be in real trouble. I once had a health and wellness business owner tell me that she had an Instagram account that had over 180,000 followers. But in her own case, the business got hacked, as the account got hacked. And from that moment, she lost her whole business. Everything just went downhill. And she had to start from scratch. So having your whole business tied to one social media platform or a platform you don't control is a big problem. But also from the ads perspective, having to deal with the policies from a lot of these platforms doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And that's just one of my biases against social media ads. Another problem I have is the mindset and behavioral patterns of the customers or leads you are getting from these social media platforms. So one thing most people don't think about enough when advertising or trying to run ads is they don't think of the mindsets of the people they are trying to sell to. In direct mail, when we're still doing newspaper advertisements and magazine advertisements, direct mail, you usually only sell to people who have purchased a product similar to yours recently. So you can get a list of people who have purchased a self-development book in the past 90 days and you sell to them. That way you know they can afford, right? They're interested in self-development, but they're not just interested, they are buyers in the self-development industry. However, with Facebook, you can only do demographic for the most part. So you can say what location, what age, what gender. You can do interests maybe, but you can't really go deep into the psychographics. You can't see what they have bought previously. You can't see how recently they have bought, right? And I think that's a problem when selling, because you don't really know the mindset of the people you are bringing onto your list. It's very possible for you to run an ad, you get a lot of leads, but they never convert in the long run because they're not just the right kind of people for you. But aside just whether or not they've bought something like that recently, you don't even know if they like the platform you are moving them to. So I personally love using emails. So once I'm running an ad, I try to get people to my email list. Now, once you are getting someone from Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, you don't know if that person is an email person. You don't know how often they open from emails. You don't know how often they buy from emails. And all of these are problems that you can't exactly figure out from social media. I once had a friend tell me that she would never buy like from a promotion in an email, that she would rather buy from an influencer on like Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And there are several people like that in the market. So if there's no way to accurately know whether these people read emails or buy from emails, then I don't know if it's worth the money spending and then the time, several months, trying to sell to them only for you to discover that they are not the kind of people you want on your list. Now, that's behavioral patterns. Another thing to think about is mindset. So just yesterday, I was talking to a fellow business owner on kind of the behavior that is prevalent in the entrepreneurship business space. A lot of people buy courses or trainings or whatever. They might read it once, they might open it and scan through it, but they never actually implement or act on anything that is in that course or training. And then they move on to the next attractive course. And it's a very twisted mindset where people think that just reading or getting the knowledge is a reward in itself. Meanwhile, it's not a reward because your business doesn't grow if you are buying a business-related information. If it's health, your health doesn't improve. If it's fitness, you don't lose weight by just learning what to do. You actually have to practice what you learn. And I think that's a big mindset issue that a lot of people don't think about when it comes to running ads. It's very possible for you to get leads who maybe are interested in what you have to offer, but just have the wrong mindsets. There are people who complain, there are people who don't implement, they are jumping from one product to the other, looking for what to change their life, and never really staying with one thing long enough to see results from it. Now, if you're selling a product like, say, a supplement, then this might not be a big issue for you. You are just selling to them, you just have to use it. It's not something that takes a lot of effort. However, if you are selling a service or a consultation, a coaching, that requires people to act on the information you give them or act on your guidance, then this is very, very important. You want to ensure that your customers don't just see the information as a means to get a new dopamine hit. You want them to be people who are motivated, who are ready to change their lives using whatever offer or service you provide. Again, this might apply to your business, it might not apply to your business, but it's one thing to think about when running social media ads. So I mentioned my two issues or my two biases with social media ads. The first is the policies by social media platforms. I don't think a lot of them are reasonable. It's not very business friendly. Then the second is the mindset and behavioral patterns of the customers or leads you are getting. Now, how can you actually get leads aside from social media ads? How can you run advertisements, get people interested in your product or service, and get eventually in the short and long term sales? So there are a couple of ways you can go about it, but I'll tell you three of my favorite ways. The first is running an email solo ad. Basically, this is when you get someone else to promote you to their email list. So you have a conversation, they write the copy, or you write the copy and give to them. I prefer they write the copy since they understand their market better, but they write the copy, they send to their list promoting you. Now, there are several ways you can go about it. You can either pay for a promotion, so you pay a couple thousand dollars, someone promotes you, or two, the person can promote you on their email list and you can promote them also on your own email list. So it's sort of like a exchange in that case. Or another way is they promote you in exchange for a product or service that you offer. So let's say you offer a coaching or something, they can get 1 month of the coaching or 2 months of the coaching in exchange of them promoting you to their list. So that's a good way to get new sources of leads without necessarily paying for it out of pocket. Now, however you decide to do it, the idea is for someone to promote you to their email list, and people can leave that list and join your own list. The reason I like that is because people who are going to read an email and click on a link and go and join your own list are most likely going to be the most engaged and probably the most serious leads from that person's list. So you're getting the best of the best from the person's list without getting all the unserious people on that list. So that's why it's a very good method. And also, now you know these people read emails. These people are people who love opening emails, and they're people who buy from emails. So you're already tapping into the behavioral and mindset thing I spoke about earlier. But more than that, you're also getting an endorsement from the person that is promoting you. So just like you would get if you're on the news or if you're with a celebrity, if someone is promoting you to their list, you get a sort of endorsement from that person. And then when those people join your list, they are more likely to buy from you because they already trust you more. It's more like a referral kind of thing. They already trust you more because someone they trust referred them to you. I hope that makes sense. Now, the second way you can get leads is a podcast feature. Again, there are a couple of ways you could go about this, but the general idea is you are featured on someone's podcast. Now, one, you can be a guest on that person's podcast. So you can reach out to that person and say, I have this topic, I have this expertise that I think your audience would love. Are you looking to get people on your podcast? Right, that's one way. The second way is you reach out to them to sponsor their podcast. So you're going to advertise on their podcast. Now, if you are doing the advertisement type, then it is best to get a deal where you have a long-term sponsorship or advertisement slot on the podcast, because the reputation itself is very persuasive. So them advertising you just once on their podcasts is not bad, but what's better is they advertise you week after week after week for several months at a stretch, which means the repetition, when people hear about it today and then next week and then 3 weeks from now, is just more persuasive. They're more likely to look for you and then join your own list or whatever it is you have to offer. Now, again, with the podcast, you are getting endorsed by the person. So the leads that come trust you more. They are more serious-minded. They are more likely to buy from you. Also, another thing is a statistic I once heard. I can't remember the exact number, but said people who listen to podcasts are more serious in general and also buy more in the long term than people who don't. So that may be something nice for your business. If you are promoting yourself through podcasts, then you know you are getting the most quality leads, the people who are more serious, and the people who are more likely to buy what it is you sell along the line. Now, the third way you can promote your business or get leads without running social media ads is speaking. So speaking from the stage is one of the best things you can do for your business. For one, it gives you that expert status that everybody looks up to you. They see you as a leader in the market. They take your word as gospel. They want to buy from you. However, if you are speaking on stage, you still need to be intentional about selling yourself. That is, you need to have a landing page. You need to have a special offer that people can go and join your list from there. You don't just want to speak on stage and hope that people will find you. You need to have an intentional plan of how to get people from your speaking engagements to join your list so that you are getting leads from there. Then one last thing, the same principle works whether you are doing physical conferences or online webinars, summits, and so on and so forth. Ideally, you get to speak in physical events because you can meet people, there's a vibe and all of that. But if you can't, online events can also work. You just have to carry over the same principles of being intentional about generating leads from the speaking engagements as you would do in a physical conference. Now, there are other ways you can get leads that I don't have time to talk about right now, but you can do newsletter advertisements that's paying for a slot, an ad slot in a newsletter in your industry. You can be featured on the news, you can host your own summit, and a whole lot of other ways you can get leads without necessarily running social media ads. But the three major ones I spoke about are one, email solo ad. That's when you get someone to run an ad or to write an email about you to their lists. The second is podcast feature, so where you speak on someone else's podcast. And the third is conference, so you speak from the stage, you speak at an event. To round all of this up, I believe social media might be right for certain types of businesses. For most other businesses, I don't think running ads on social media is the best. I believe there are better ways to go about it. But again, it depends on your own situation. You have to figure out your economics, the kind of customers you want, how patient you are, and all of that. But whether or not you decide to run ads on social media, it's very important you need to have the proper strategy. You need to know once people leave this platform, how do they get to my own platform? How do I keep them and capture them or capture their attention, right, in order for them to eventually buy from me whenever they are ready. Now, if your strategy involves using email marketing, then I have a gift for you. If you go to iconmedia.net, that's our website, iconmedia.net, and you sign up for the email list, you get a free guide called Your Email List Is Your Wife. It goes through 15 rules that would help you get maximum profit, maximum revenue, maximum response from your email marketing. So if you're interested in that, if you use email marketing, then this will help you profit from your email list. So iconmedia.net, ikonmedia.net, and you'll get that. Bye-bye. See you in the next.